None of the notes suggest Dr. Quake was involved in the work himself. They do contain expressions of polite encouragements, like, good luck, though Dr. Quake said he urged Dr. He not to pursue the project during an August 2016 meeting. The emails, mostly sent in 2017 and 2018, don't tell him to stop. As global institutions like the World Health Organization work to create a system to keep cowboy scientists from charging into the wild west of embryo editing, Dr. Quake's interactions with Dr. He reflect issues that leading scientific institutions are now grappling with. When and where should scientists report controversial research ideas that colleagues share with them in confidence? Have scientists acted inappropriately if they provide conventional research advice to someone conducting an unorthodox experiment? A lot of people wish that those who knew or suspected would have made more noise, said R. Alta Charo, a bioethicist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, who co-led a 2017 National Committee on Human Embryo Editing. But she said scientists were not necessarily complicit if instead of trying to stop rogue experimenters, they advised them to follow ethical and research standards in hopes that institutions would intervene. Rice University has been investigating Michael Deem, Dr. He's PhD advisor, because of allegations that he was actively involved in the project. He had said publicly that he had been present during parts of it. Dr. Deem's lawyers issued a statement strongly denying the allegations. The correspondence Dr. Wake shared provides new details about Dr. He's project, also called germline editing, including indications that the twin girls were quite premature and remained hospitalized for several weeks. They were born in October, contrary to previous reports. Dr. Wake is an entrepreneur whose inventions include blood tests to detect Down syndrome in pregnancy and to avoid organ transplant rejection. He is co-president of an institute funded by the Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Dr. Priscilla Chan. He does not do gene editing and said he was surprised when Dr. He told him during a 2016 visit to Stanford that he wanted to be the first to create gene-edited babies. I said, that's a terrible idea. Why would you want to do that? Dr. Quake recalled. He kind of pushed back, and it was clear that he wasn't listening to me. Dr. Quake changed tack. I said, all right, if you're not going to be convinced that I think this is a bad idea and you want to go down this path, then you need to do it properly and with proper respect for the people who are involved in the field.